Good evening and welcome to the Wednesday, May 7th, Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors meeting. If we could all please stand it. Director Porter, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We do roll call.
Roll call for ticket. Let the record show all members present with the exception of Director Belcher, who is absent.
Was she able to get on the phone? No. She's not on. Okay. All right. Well, now we will now open up the meeting to public comment. Is there anyone on the phone?
There are no hands raised.
No hands raised. Excellent. And so we'll bring it back to the boardroom. Any public comment? And with that, we will close public comment. Now onto the consent calendar.
Move approval.
Second.
Excellent. Thank you. Now we have our area agents.
Better take a vote on that.
Oh, vote up. See, just start reminding me every meeting, Karen. That's your Kevin. That's your new job.
That's okay.
Okay.
Director Porter.
Aye.
Director Graves.
Aye.
Vice President Couteau.
Aye.
President Grant.
Aye. Okay, and now, with that, our area agencies, our regional partners. Is there anybody from Supervisor Burgess's office on the line?
There's not.
Sheriff's office, no. But who we do have here is code enforcement, Joe Lozado and Christopher Wilson, our new representative.
Good evening, folks.
Welcome.
Joe Lozado, the manager of code enforcement division. Today I have Mr. Wilson, which is our new code enforcement officer for the area. She's taking over for Riley. Although Riley is still in East County, he's handling our Beth Island area and is still out here helping train Mr. Wilson. One thing I do have to report tonight is somebody in Discovery Bay has thought it's a good idea to impersonate a code enforcement officer.
Oh,
so
oh no.
Someone's going around with a tag identical to ours and tagging things.
No kidding.
In today's world with AI, they probably took one of ours, erased the stuff, and now are pulling it out. So if anybody here hears any rumors, please let me know who's doing it. This is not setting a good stage for us because it could be tagging things that shouldn't be tagged. And when Mr. Wilson's driving around, they could be attacking him because. And he won't have a clue what's going on. We didn't have to do those four incidents already.
Well, thank you for notifying us of that.
That's interesting that you say that, because I was just going to say, I think we had a friend that was mentioning that they got tagged. And I was like, I haven't heard that code enforcement's going to be. Like, I knew you guys go out and about, but it seemed like it was one of those kind of when we do sweeps at the different times of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So. Maybe that was one of those, or was it? But.
Yeah, so it's the first time in my career somebody doing this, so it's a little different.
But Christopher, you have been tagging trailers and boat, yeah. So
yes.
Yeah, I've been hearing bits.
Yeah, we're tagging and he's tagging as he sees what happens if we receive a complaint on one block and we drive by six, or and there's two across the street. We're not just going to tag the one that they complain about. We'll go tag the one across the street and the other ones that we can see from that property. A lot of times we're tagging the one we complain on because they live in a glass house.
All right. Well, I have a couple questions for you. Is there any update on the bright light at the liquor store?
Yeah, they disconnected all their LED lights. They're working on some permits. Issues that they need. They're supposed to be not turning on the sign that says liquor store right now. So if you see that light on, please let us know. Especially now that it's getting darker later, we're not generally out here at 9 o'clock at night. 5 o'clock is night, it's easy during the winter, but
yeah,
9 o'clock is pretty long day.
Okay, we'll take a look because we drive right by there. So. But you place, obviously you know it's still an annoyance for the
I've
people
been
that.
By there for
I've gotten people asking, and I talked to, excuse me, Christopher about it, the taco truck on the freeway, on the highway, on Highway 4. Is that something that comes under your jurisdiction?
That would be CHP's jurisdiction.
It would be CHP?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you're thinking about having it moved. They got good food.
Oh, no, I've had a lot of people complain that said they...
Is the food's no good?
No, they think it's a hazard with people pulling in and out of
it's
there.
A horrible spot for the truck, just because when they're coming, somebody's, and a lot of commercial trucks are stopping there, and there's not enough time to get up, to get back on speed, to get there. I'm waiting for the accidents to come down.
Well, commercial trucks have been using that lot for a long time, because they park there and they walk across the street to use the facility, and unfortunately it's not a safe way for them to even do that, so.
Right, yeah, so it's just the accident waiting.
What can someone do if their next door neighbor is an extreme hoarder and they have no trash service and they just have bags and bags stacked up in their backyard and the neighbor is getting all these bugs and mice and rats? What can that
they
person
can file do? A complaint. That doesn't sound so much as a hoarder as somebody with a lack of garbage service, which would be environmental health to enforce the garbage service. But we'd be more than happy to go out and verify it and send it over to the board.
Okay, all right. All right, thank you. Who else has questions?
I just, last year you guys, I think it was because I told Dina about it and then she told you guys about it, but on the corner of River Lake and Willow Lake, where River Lake deads into Willow Lake, there's a house there with a kind of a dead grass lot there, and they've got their boat parked across it again in their front yard. Now that's not supposed to happen, right?
Right.
I'd appreciate it if we could suggest that they put their boat back wherever it was for a year. I don't know why it's there now, but it just showed up again, and it was there for a long time last year, too. So it just happens to be, I drive by it all the time.
Right, so, yeah, we can definitely address that.
When you get a chance. Nothing urgent.
Ashley? Any questions? All right.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah,
well,
thank
you so much.
Thank
have
you.
A pleasure.
Yeah.
Good to have you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's great. Right. And thanks for coming. And yeah, I know you need to get some rest and we'll keep this short.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Take care. Thank you.
President Graham, if I could make a note that Director Belcher joined at 7:04.
Excellent.
She's on.
Thank you. All right. And no one here from Confire. So we will move on. So next on the agenda is a general manager recap of the open house.
Yes, so on May 1st, town staff held a projects open house where we highlighted various of the capital improvement projects that we're going to be doing within the next upcoming year. We had Veolia had three tables, one for energy, one for their capital team, and one for them to discuss anything and everything that anybody wanted to talk about. Next, we had Rudolph and Salmonini had a table there to discuss the pipeline project and the route and the plan for that. So mm-hmm. I think it was a good thing. So.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think it was a successful event, and it's amazing how people's minds change once they get the correct information. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Any questions for General Manager? Okay, and with that, director's reports.
Park and Rec committee met, and we had no action items, but Monica gave a very thorough overview of the everything that's going on basically in Discovery Bay, all the zones, and where she's at in different projects, and where the statuses of the conditions, and so she has a very good grasp on what's going on, so it was just basically an overview of what's happening for the, or what will happen over the next 12 months, so nice presentation.
Water, wastewater, we had two topics of discussion. The first one is the water pipe replacement project, which is going to start at Little Lake and run over to Newport Point, going out to Sand Creek, and we got we've got some estimates on that, and then we'll be bringing that to the board at the next meeting. With regards to getting that started, we think it'll get started within a few months and take about 18 months to complete. But it does involve an underwater crossing. Currently, there's 8-inch pipe. We got to put in 12-inch pipe. So we're not able just to do it like we did in Marina, where you could just put another pipe inside of a pipe. It's a whole new pipe from, actually not from Little Lake, from right here on the, it's 12-inch to the intersection here, and then it's going to continue 12-inch. It dropped down to 8, because when they put those pipes in, there was no Discovery Bay West, and there was no nothing on that side of town. So it's time we need to balance the system. So we got a little report on that, and it'll be coming to the board for approval next meeting. And we also discussed the new state mandate for the cross connection program, which is we're in the process of interviewing or choosing between a couple of different contractors to run that program for us, because it would entail developing a whole other department or a sub-department of the water, wastewater department, to do that, and it's probably a 10-year project. So we're going to be bringing you some information on that with regards to some consultants that we're looking at for that. And those are two really big items. We don't know much yet either. We're still in the kind of exploratory part of that, but they are some big things that are going to be coming before the board here real soon. And that was it.
Wonderful. Thank you. Any questions on the director meeting and training reports? Nothing. Correspondence. It is in the packet, okay. I missed it. Thank you. Okay. Yes, we have this letter. All right, thank you. Any future agenda items? Director Belcher, any future agenda items? Okay, and nothing? All right, well, with that, we will adjourn the meeting. Thank you all for attending.
Get to say after basketball.